The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Chov Dalid. As we go through the perek over here, the first few prokim, really in the Masechta, dealt with Tumas Nida in the regular context of a woman having her regular period, the Inyonim of Nidus, the Inyonim of the vest, the Inyonim of the bedikas that she has to do. All that is part of the regular cycle. That's really what we recognize in our life, Halacha Lamaisa, as the realm of Nida, is Tumas Nida. Tzudetzu, with Tumas Nida, we have a similar Tumah, which L'chayra creates the same imperative called Tumas Yoledes. Tumas Yoledes has the same Issa L'bayla. And L'chayra, that's not Alts the Yoledes itself, but that's the Ein Psichas Kever B'loy Dam. The state of Yoledes itself would be Metameher in the Tumah V'tayra setting, but it wouldn't Aser L'bayla. That's only because there's a Riyaz Dam with the Leda itself. There's also the dinim of carbon, and that's not only by Yoledes, that's also by Ziva. Now, Zov and Ziva are a similar tumah in terms of the choymer of the tumah that it places on the recipient of that tumah. Zova has the fact that she's a Surah Labayla, and that need and Zov is the same, to the point where our nidois, we treat the fact that we need Zayin Nikiyim, we'll learn later on the Masechta, is based on the Tumas Ziva, with Tumas Ziva in order to be Mafsik Betar, in order to be Tevelas, in order to be Metar, Sof Labailo, needs Sheva Nikim. There's also the Din of a Zova, Legabi Karbon. Karbon is something that Zova and Yoledes have in common. So we have various types of Tumas that cross paths, Zova and Yoledes Legabi Karbon, Zova Nido Legabi Asura Labailo. And I'd like to try to take a bird's eye view of the different Tumah is to see what goes into a bird's eye view in terms of not the halacha l'maisa, but in terms of the classification of the different types of tumahs and the different type of people that incur the dinim of those tumahs. And the place to be able to take a bird's eye view of any mitzvah in the Torah, of any Indian in the Torah, is in the Moinei Sefer HaMitzvah, to see how they classify which ideas be'etzim are just chiluke dinim, but they're the same. In every tumah, you find chiluke dinim between this tumas lamashal. There's somebody who's metama. There's the din of tumah legabe nevela. There's the din of tumah to nevela of an oif. There are chiluke dinim, but not necessarily will they be called two separate mitzvahs in the Torah. So let's start from the top. Bechlal, whenever we deal with money mitzvahs, which is a great way to classify, to categorize different dinim in the Torah, whether they're part of the same din, whether they're only subcategories, or whether they're bichlal different ideas and they have different structures. And there are a lot of machlokes between the money and mitzvahs, how to classify the mitzvahs. There's a machlokes that comes very prominently into focus, but again, the yonim that we're learning, and that's machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam bichlal holds that all the dinim in the Torah, which are parshiyos, means that they're not dinim in the sense of, they're not mitzvahs in the simple sense of do this, put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, sit in a sukkah, blow a shofar. But they're parshiyos in the Torah which create halachic statuses. Tumah, for example. L'cha'ira, a person's allowed to become tameh. A person is allowed to go to a levaya. A person is allowed to become Tomei Tashm Shamita, certainly a woman is allowed to become a Nida. It imposes Tumma on the person that then they're a Dinim. L'chor, the Isser involved is an Isser of eating Kachim, of eating Truma, of going into the Beis HaMikdash, but not that the Tumma itself is a Parsha. And by the way, if we're talking about Achilas Kachim Tomei, we're not going to count as a separate mitzvah that a Tomei Lemes and a Balkari and a Nida and a Zova and a Zov are all not allowed to eat Kachim or go into the Beis HaMikdash. The idea is one idea. A Tomei is not allowed to go in. A Tomei is not allowed to eat. All those together will be classified as one lav, as one assay of sending out Tmeim from the Beis HaMikdash and so on and so forth. Even though there are different Lamashal Legabi the din of Shiluach Machnois, which is separate from the Issa of going into the Beis HaMikdash, because the Issa Chorus of going to the Beis HaMikdash is in the Azara, And there's a din of Shiluach Machnois, which is in Parshas Nosoi, where the Torah speaks out that each Tumah has its degree of where it has to be sent out of. There's what's called Tumah Hayotze Migufay. That's a categorization that's important to point out. Tumah Hayotze Migufay is more of a Dava Chomur than a Tumah that's imposed from without. So let's say Tumah Meis. Tumah Meis is harder to get rid of because you need Parah Adumah. We can't get rid of Tumah Meis just by Toivin on the Mikvah. Tumah Meis does not have to be sent out of the Harabayis. He only has to be sent out of Machne Shchina, which is the Azorah. Machne Leviyo, which is the Harabayis. It's a lesser Kedusha, but it's still an inclusive Kedusha that Shaykh the Beis HaMikdosh, and that's why it's called Machne Leviyo. The Leviyim is the auxiliary to Kohuna, Machne Shchina, which is the Mokim of Karbonis, the Mokim of Mizbeach, is Karis. The Machne Leviyo, there's no chorus. Machne Leviyo has to be sent out only to my Yotze Migufa. Zov, Zov, and Nida cannot go on to the Arabayis. In Yerushalayim, which is Machne Yisrael, the only one who can come in is the Tumah Chamura, in that sense, of Mitzar. That's the Aseh of Shaluch Machnes. And the Shaluch Machnes, again, is one general idea where each Tumah has to be sent out of it. It's not each Tumah by itself as a separate mitzvah. Say the idea that those that are in charge have to send out of the wrong place the person who has the tumah, if he doesn't fit in that place. But that the Rambam says that every parasha in the dinim, every parasha that has dinim, that's a separate parasha, imposes a status of a separate mitzvah. Say, and he counts a whole string of tumah. Yoledes, Nida, Zova, and so on. 13 actually, in Yonim of Tumah, the Rambam counts Sifrei Mitzvah. The place where the Rambam is Mayrich is in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Tzadik Vov. The one who argues vehemently, the Ravid, in his Asogas and the Rambam, does not argue on the idea itself. The Rambam says that each parasha that has Dinim, each parasha is a separate mitzvah. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says that a mitzvah say is only a mitzvah say if it imposes a separate obligation of do. If it's only dinim that have to be known in order to be mekayim halachos, all the dinim of tumah v'tahara are necessary in order to know who's allowed to eat kachim, who's allowed to bring a carbon, who's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, those are not mitzvah say. Interestingly, the Ramban asks a very direct question. He says the Rambam himself seemed to have understood this idea because there's a parasha in Parashas Emor of all the mumin in Karbonis. And the Rambam does not count the details over there of all the different mumen that are listed as a separate mitzvah say. It's all part of the details that are necessary to know the dinim of which behemoth to bring, which not. It's all part of the mitzvah of bringing a korban. So the Ramban says, the Rambam understood that the dinim that are necessary for proper kiyum of halachas in a specific area don't have a shem mitzvah say b'fnei atzmai. The Ramban himself in many places doesn't seem to be nemon to his own, shita. There's a lot of different steerers, what's called, dinim that are necessary for the proper kiyum of a parsha, and which dinim are keveya parsha bifnei atzmei. But the Rambam has 13 mitzvahs in the realm of tumah. Each parsha, each type of tomei, of each person that becomes tomei, is a separate parsha, has separate dinim, so it's keveya shem mitzvah bifnei atzmei. In the general sense, the Rambam's shita is that the physical details, lamashal by mumin, it's all the different physical details that are necessary for the proper kiyum of the mitzvah of bringing a korban shalem. Those physical details do not have a shem mitzvah of ne'atzmeh. The same way all the physical details of how to build a mishkan don't have a separate mitzvah of ne'atzmeh. It's all under one heading of building a mishkan. Masha'enkin, by tumois, each tomei has its own dynamic, its own tumah, its own prote dinim. So mele, each one has a parsha of ne'atzmeh. Another whole separate shmuz is how to work out the shitz ha'chinuch. Sometimes the chinuch goes with the Rambam, sometimes it goes with the Ramban. It's an interesting discussion for itself. So now let's try to get down to a few of the specifics in this type of classification system. Tumas nido. Reb Sadia Goin was from the earliest of the Moini HaMitzvahs, Reb Sadia Goin, the Bahag. Reb Sadia Goin counts in the din of Tumas Nida, not only Tumah of the Nida herself, Nida Uboyaloi, counts that as a separate mitzvah. Say, Reb Sadia Goin happens to be more liberal with dividing different parts of mitzvahs into different mitzvahs. Say, it's a whole interesting, area in Halacha to try to get to the bottom. Reb Sadia Goyen, one of the great Goyenim of 100 years ago, Reb Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, wrote a classic Sefer, a tremendous volume of work that he put into classifying Reb Sadia Goyen, the Gripa Rasag, as a Sefer for itself. In any case, Reb Sadia counts different parts of one mitzvah as two. The Rambam, Kedarko, each parsha is Keved Befnei Atzma, the Chayra, Tumas Nida, the Boyalo is all part of Tumas Nida. The Tumma of the Nida is Chal on the one Chalilu who's Boala Nida, that he's Tomei also for 7 days, Kimuvu in the Sugis, in the program in front of us, and that's true, by the way, by a Nida and by a Zova. Both of them have a din that the Boal HaNida, that Tumma imposes itself on the Boil, and he becomes Tomei also for Shivas Yom. What's interesting is over here we have appointed Kasha, Ha'ora, in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, besides for each mitzvah, has a general overview of how he describes his classification system. That's where the Rambam and the Ramban have many of their classic machloikis in. In fact, the Briskirov is quoted as having said that as a bocher, he learned how to learn properly, how to classify things, by learning carefully through all the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that gave him his razor-sharp perception of how to classify, how to define each din. It's a fascinating limud. The Rambam over there, it divides his ideas into Shiroshim and Sherish Yud Beis. The Rambam says that any din which is a meshutif bein kama mitzvahs, an example, let's say, there's a mitzvah say of a carbon oilo, a mitzvah say of a carbon shlamim, a carbon toida, so on and so forth. Each carbon is a parasha, is a mitzvah, and over there it's a real do, the Ramban's maskim. Each one is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. If there's one detail, the marshal, which is unique to all of them, besides for the avodas hakarbonis of shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, there's an imperative, a mitzvah say, to be moilich, to make malicha, to put salt on all the karbonis. I'll call karboncho takriv melach. The Rambam says that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Why? L'chor, it's only a detail of a mitzvah. The Rambam says, I don't count shechita kabbalah halacha zrika of each carbon as a mitzvah. Why? Because they're all details of one mitzvah. Why the malicha? Yes. Because since the melicha is something that's unique to all karbonis, whereas, let's say the shechita, this melicha, each karbon has its own process, weird shechita. But melicha is the same. Melicha is the same by all karbonis. The Rambam says that means that it's a different idea. It expresses itself in the parasha karbonis bechlal, but it's not part of the karbon itself. It's a separate mitzvah to say. L'chayra, boil nida, boil zova, Nida and Zava are two separate mitzvahs. It's two separate parshas, like we said. So why isn't the boil, who has the same din, a boal Nida, a boal Zava, each one is Tomei Shivas Yomim, why don't we count a boil Nida and a Zava, according to Rambam, as a parsha for itself? L'chor, he's something that's shayich to both parshas. Befrat, in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam, in Bayos and Nida, calls a boil Nida and a boil Zava a boil Tomei. His boil, a woman who's tummy, obviously not a woman who's tummy sheretz. The bi'ila has nothing to do with the woman. It's not tummy yoytzim gufoy, but tummy yoytzim gufoy, which is shaykh to the physical mitzvahs of the woman. It's a tummy that's yoytzim gufa. That tummy imposes itself on the boil. L'chayri, he should be an Indian for himself. L'chayri, the teretz has to be pashut. That tummy's boil is not a separate tummy. It's a hemshich. The boil, who connects to the woman that he's Bo'olel, is part of her, so to speak, is part of her tumma. That tumma specifically, the tumma yotzei megufa, is shaykh specifically to the mitzius of bi'ila of tashmi shamita. Is memela, the bi'ila imposes itself because it's a hemshech of what her tumma is. He's tumma because he's part of her tumma. So it's not a pasha for itself. He's Tomei, a Boal Nido, is part of her. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. We don't say that by Tumah that's not Shaykh to the Inyonim of Bi'ilo, the Inyonim of Tashmi Shamita. What we do say is that any Tumahs which are Shaykh to those Inyonim is a Hemshech of that Inyon inherently. So the Nido carries over to her Boil. A Zova carries over to her Boil. It's not a separate Mitzaseh for itself. This definition of the tumma of boil nida, that it's not a tumma like similar to Maga or Masa, that he's Tomei because he came into contact with the Nido. But he's part of the Tumah Sheyotze Megufa, he's part of that. He's part of the Nida insofar as her Tumas Nida Shivas Yom is concerned, leads us to an important Halacha L'maaseh Nafkamina. The Halacha is that Korban Pesach cannot be brought B'Tumah. But if Reuve, like any Korban, but if Reuve of Klal Yisrael, Tumas, Reuve of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, Tumah Hutru B'Tzibah, Tumah Tchuy B'Tzibah, Tumah Hutru B'Tzibah, and the Korban Pesach can be brought if Klal Yisrael is in the state of Tumah. However, there's a rule that that's only a Tumah that's not Yotze Megufa, Tumas Meis. If most of Klal Yisrael is Tomei Meis or Tomei Sheretz, but a Tumah Yotze Megufa, if most of Klal Yisrael are Nidois, Boyele Nido, Zovin, Zovois, then the halacha is that's not Doicha Tumah. Now, I just put into that category a Boyele Nido. Is a Boyele Nido Tumah Yotze Megufa? Is he Tomei because he came into contact with somebody who's Tomei? Or he's part of the Gufa Tumah, he's part of her, they're attached. Legabe that the Tumah that's Yotze Megufa includes him also because he was Boyele. That's a question. The Ar Sameach, Rimei Simchan, Hilchus Korban Pesach Perek Zayin, brings Taisus in Moed Kotten Daf Tezvova Meralf that Tumas Boyele Nido is not a Tumah Yotze Megufa, and he says it's not the Pashtus. Tumas Boyele Nido is part of the Nido. He proves that way from Rashi and Yuma Daf Zayin Omer Aleph that Tumah Hayotze Megufa includes a Boyele Nido. A Boyele Nido is part of a Nido, a Boyele Zova is part of the Zova. Now, there's another point which Lechor has to be made also. We have a basic distinction between Nido and between Zova. Nido is Toiveles after 7 days by night. Not on the seventh day. She's Tomei. She can't be Toivel in that state. A Zova, who's counting Shiva Nikiyim, Shlachar should be the Din by us, she can go to the mikvah on her seventh day. We're going to discuss in Yitz Hashem Barichus the halachas of Mikta Seyem Kekula in this context, in Yitz Hashem in later shurim, in a later parak. What suffice it to say now, the Gemara in Psachim Daf Tzadik Amid Beis says that the din Tia Benidoso, that she has to be the whole 7 days in a state of Nidus, and she only goes to the mikvah Motzi the seventh day, is Exeris HaKosov only in Nido. Luchayot should include Boyele Nido also. If she's part of him, he doesn't have that din. The Gemara says by us in Davov Amid Beis that a Boyele Nido is Toivel B'yom Sheva, like a Zova. So this would question a little bit our assumption that a Boyele Nido is part of Nido, Boyele Zova is part of Zova. Luchayot, they should be the same. This Nakuda will be clarified in Mitzvah Shem later on, Legabe Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi, that's a separate distinction Legabe A. Legabe Nida herself does exerts a cause of that. Exerts a cause of doesn't impose itself on Boyele Nida. In that sense, he's like a Bo Alazova. Okay, let's move on to a different prat now in the classification of the different mitzvahs. Like we mentioned before, there's a certain amount of crossover between Yoledes and between Nida. Let's get a little more into that. Here's a question. The Rambam in Nida has two separate imperatives, two separate part of the Tayag. In Mitzvah Seh Tzadik Tes, he has the Parsha, like we said, the Rambam counts Parshias of Tumah. Tumas Nido is a Parsha. In the Loisa Seh, he categorizes in Loisa Seh Shin Mem Vov, the Isser, one of the Arayis, and Parshias Arayis is in Nido, Labailo. Yeledes is interesting. The Yeledes, he only counts one mitzvah say. He has the parasha of Yeledes. Why doesn't he count Yeledes also, that the Yeledes is Asura Labailo? L'cho'oiro would sound like the only reason why Yeledes is Asura Labailo is only because she's a Nida also. Means that there's a Tumas Yeledes, and that Tumas Yeledes imposes a different set of dinim. There's a Chubtin Zohar and a Keva. The 7 days and 14 days. Then there's the 33 days and the 66 days of chedshbening legabe tefilas yom aruch until she could bring her korban, until she could become mutter betrum of a kotshim and to go into the beis hamikdash. But luchar the din that she's asur lebailo yeledes would be midin nidus. So the din nidus imposes a loisase on her, loisu abailo. In the Tumah itself, there's two parshas. There's Tumas Nido, and there's Tumas Yoledes. There's a parsha of Tumas Nido, And there's a parasha of Tumas Yeledes, and the parasha of Yeledes in Tuma is a parasha for itself, because even though it has the dinim of Tumas Nida, but since it has dinim of itself and it also includes the din of the carbon, so in that sense it's a parasha for itself. A Tuma that has in it the possibility of a carbon is certainly a different Tuma. It's not Ziva. It's not Mechayiv Nikiyim, but it's also not Pashas Nido. Since it has in it the din of bringing a korban, it has a shame of a tumah for itself. What's interesting is, in this sense, there's a ha'ara over here. Reb Sadia Goin, like we said, is much more liberal in dividing one pasha into seven mitzvahs. He has a bunch of string of mitzvahs. He counts as separate mitzvahs 7 days of Zohar, 14 days of Yeledes Finikeva, and then he counts as separate mitzvahs the 33 Legabi Tfulas Yamarach until she can bring her carbon, the 66 days of Nikeva. It's all different parts of the mitzvah, but he counts each one as a separate mitzvah. Now, according to the Rambam, we understand that even though Be'etzem, in terms of Tumah, there is no difference between the 7 days that a woman, Yeledes is Tomei, if she gives birth to a Zohar, and the 7 days that she's Tomei if she sees Dam, a regular Nidu. But they're two separate things, because the Rambam includes in the Pasha Yeledes a Korban. The Korban defines as a separate din, like we said. According to Reb Sadia Goin, the Tumah, the carbon, is in 33 and 66 days. That's separate mitzvah say. Why does he count as Shiva Yimei Zohar a separate mitzvah say, which is not part of Nida? L'chor, there's no difference between a Nida and between a Yoledes of a Zohar. So the grip al Rasag, the same that we mentioned before, deals with this. He says something interesting. He says, you're going to have to say, according to Reb Sadia Goin, that there's a possibility that a woman who sees, who's a Yeledes, will have Tumah. It's shaykh for her to become Tomei al Sleida itself without Riyaz Dam. That means he's paskening that there's a possibility of Yesh Psichas Keva B'loy Dam, which could be a game changer. Like, I mean, some of the Sveikis that we deal with in the Perek in front of us, a lot of the Cheshboinis, Lalocha, based on by Yeledes, aims in the Cheshboinis of the Sugis in front of us, Yeledes, Lagabi Karbonis, Ein psichas hakeva b'loy dam. That's not true according to Reb Sadia Goin. The question is where he got it from. L'chor, it's not la'alocha. So that's an interesting sidebar. Like we said, the Ramban does not count parshiyas of tumah. He counts only isurim. He does have a loy saseh, like we said, in arayis of an isur nido labayla. He does not have a lav of a yeledes labayla. Why not? The Teretz is like we said in the Rambam. The din of a yeledes labayla, the isur of a yeledes labayla is al tzedam. That's part of Pashas Nida. Samel does not count the Pash for itself. We might add, in terms of reading Chumash, in the beginning of Pashas Tazria, the dinim that we're dealing with, the Torah clearly says this distinction, that a Nida and Yeledes, the Tumah, are Shayach Zelozeh, the Israel Koponim, is Shayach Zelozeh, because the Torah defines the Tumah of a Yeledes as Kimei Devoisa, as the days of her Nida, the days of her period. Now, the Torah doesn't just mean to use a tzushtel, how many days. The Torah could have said like the days of the week. There might be a deeper connection between the 7 days of the week and the 7 days of the Nida cycle, but on a simple level, the Kimei Devoisa, the Torah is defining that the Isser of Yeledes, the Tumah that is of Yeledes, which creates the Isser, is Kimei Devoisa, is Tumas Nida. Now, that's true by a Zohar, that's only 7 days. What do we do by a Nikeva that's 14 days? Does that tell us that's a separate parasha? No. L'chor, the pshat is that by a Nikeva, the Tumas Leda, the Dinam of Leda, the same way 33 and 66. It's not 33 and 66 arbitrary. The 66 means twice 33. Means, say, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that a, it sounds b'chodesh, but we'll explain this in Yitz Hashem. In a later share, we'll get into the deeper meaning of Tumas Leda. Tumas Leda is not 7 and 14. Tumas Leda is 7. Kimei Devois, like Tumas Nido. A Nekeva is exerced a kosov that she has two times. Kilu, she does a double whammy, a double period of Tumah of Tumas Nida. She's Tumas Nida times two. The din of a carbon of a Yeledes, which is 33 days, then becomes 33 plus 33 and 66. So it's not a separate passage, it's just doubled over. What the meaning of that is, Yitz Hashem will discuss in a later share.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.